From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. In 1984, Al Anderson decided to quit his day job and build boats. He started Betsy Bay Kayak, and he sells his kayaks to people all around the country. Reporter Andrew Bald took the Transom Workshop earlier this month at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and he interviewed Al about his career and has this profile.
Al Anderson isn't a boat builder by trade, but he was born for the job.
I've been a woodworker since as long as I can remember. My earliest recollections of play was just sitting, pounding nails into a board while my dad did woodworking. You know, it was a way to keep me occupied. And you know, I went from that to building bird feeders, to building speaker cabinets for stereos. And pretty soon, I'm building my house and building boats.
Al owns Betsy Bay Kayaks. And since 1984, he's been crafting sleek boats made from wood and fiberglass.
So tell me, what's the type of boat we're looking at right now?
This is a Betsy Bay Recluse. It's 19 feet long and about 20 and a half inches wide. There's just something about a kayak. I used to tell people it's like a magic carpet in a way.
Al's boats are the opposite of the brightly colored plastic kayaks you usually think of. He keeps his technique a secret, but his design is based on the earliest kayaks ever built.
I looked at National Geographic. I remembered seeing an article about the narwhal hunters of southwest Greenland.
The Inuits created the first kayak centuries ago, making theirs from animal skin stretched over a wood or whalebone frame.
The Inuit had designed a kayak that had a V-shaped bottom, so now you had a kayak that would travel straight if you sat level in it, but if you cocked the boat over to one side or the other, it would turn toward the opposite side.
Unlike round-bottom kayaks or canoes, V-shaped kayaks are quick and maneuverable, and Al began making his own lightweight and sturdy version.
Yeah, so could we check out the shop?
Al built his Betsy Bay kayaks just down the hill from his home in the woods of Frankfort, Michigan.
And again, it's very, very close to this. I never have this many boats in here.
There's no sign welcoming customers. That's because kayak building takes time and concentration.
I make it intentionally a little bit of a chore for people to find me.
They'll use a lot of that old-fashioned elbow grease.
The biggest labor factor in these boats, they just have hours and hours and hours of sanding.
Tacked to the wall inside Al's shop is a list of the 75 steps he has to complete every time he builds a kayak.
As I improved the process over time, I found out that it was much better to work smarter instead of harder. It takes me about 3 weeks. I can do it in a little bit less if I want to be heroic, but I seldom want to be heroic these days.
Kayaks were only supposed to be a hobby for Al. His first career was as a chiropractor, but after 10 years fixing backs, he realized he enjoyed working with his boats far more than his patients. He sold his shop and started building kayaks full-time.
I had a lot of friends that started to come around and say, hey, what would you charge me to build me one of those kayaks? And of course, a little light bulb goes off in my head, and I said, this could be a business.
At his peak, Al was building about 20 boats a year.
I mean, at one point, back in the 90s, I was backed up 9 months.
While the majority of Al's sales came from the Great Lakes region, today you can find Betsy Bay kayaks almost anywhere.
I've sold boats to the West Coast, the East Coast, Florida, Texas. I'm pretty impressed. I have boats that I built 20 years ago that are still out there being used.
But since the economic recession in 2008, Al's down to building only about 3 or 4 boats a year.
Few, if any, small boat building shops or shop owners get rich doing this. It's a labor of love, and the lucky ones can make enough money to keep doing it, and that's kind of where I am.
After more than 3 decades, Al still enjoys building his boats, but he does wish he could spend a little more time using the kayaks he spent so many years perfecting.
You know, I'd like to be able to work a little bit less and have time to paddle more, but that's just kind of the price I pay for this fortunate setup that I have here.
Al will turn 64 later this summer, and he says if someone came along who wanted to learn, he'd be willing to share his kayak design and knowledge. But for now, he has no plans on retiring.
I feel fortunate every day I get up and look forward to doing what I do.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Andrew Bald.
Andrew Bald came to Interlaken for the Transom Workshop earlier this month, which was led by Rob Rosenthal and Morgan Springer. This has been The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlaken Public Radio.